Hello, beautiful souls. This is Elena Maria Fouché with Mindfulness Made Easy. And this is a reclining body scan. You can use this practice anytime you're lying down, and especially if you'd like to help yourself fall asleep. So let's get started. Lying down. Begin by bringing your attention to your breath, beginning to notice the sensations of inhaling and exhaling. What does it feel like to inhale? What does it feel like to exhale? Breathing through your nose. You can either notice your breath at the tip of your nose, just noticing the sensation of the air moving in and moving out. Or if it's comfortable for you, or you'd rather, you can also notice sensations deeper in the body, either in your head, your nasal cavities, just noticing the cooler air coming in, the warmer air moving out, or even down into your chest and noticing your chest, the sensations in your body as your chest rises and falls. If you're new to this practice, it's probably easiest to start at the tip of your nose and just let your attention rest there. And over time, as it gets easy, changing your practice and moving your attention deeper into the body. There's no right or wrong way, or wrong, right or wrong place to notice the sensations of breathing. It's more that some people find it easier in the beginning to notice the tip of your nose. Just a small, fairly confined space to rest your attention. So as you're noticing your breath, wherever it's most comfortable in your body to notice sensations, having most of your attention on your breath, and also noticing thoughts, emotions, sensations that come, that arise. Letting them be here. There's no need to try and control our thoughts or minimize them or make them go away. We're also noticing those things. We're just letting them come and go as they will, without spending too much of our attention on them. As much as we can, we're letting our breath, the sensations of breathing, be just as important as our other thoughts, other emotions and sensations. And if you find that your attention becomes absorbed in a thought to the point that you're no longer noticing your breath, it's perfectly okay and normal. And we just gently unhook our attention from the thought enough to bring most of our attention back to our breath. Again, making the breath just as important, if not a bit more important than that thought. Gently focusing our attention, placing our attention on our breath. And one thing that helps us in this process is the knowing that whatever thoughts come through, whatever emotions or sensations arise as we're doing this practice, we don't need to do anything with them. We don't need to fix anything right now. Just for the time that we're doing this practice, whatever thoughts come through, we just let them be here. We don't try and fix anything or make it go away. Whether it's a thought or a feeling that we like, we don't dive into it and enjoy it. We just let it be here, keeping our breath as important as that thought or feeling. Or whether it's a thought or a feeling that we don't like, again, we don't try and fix it or make it go away. We don't need to do anything with it. We just simply notice. And then gently keep our attention partially on our breath, letting our breath be as important as any thought or feeling that arises. And this letting the thoughts and the feelings be okay and not needing to move towards them or away from them is what we mean by being non-judgmental. We might have judgments about the thoughts or the feelings. We might like them or not like them, and that's okay. Whether we like them or don't like them, we treat them the same. We very gently let them be here. And as much as we can, keeping our attention on the sensations of breathing. And let the thoughts and the feelings come and go as they will, without either diving in or pushing them away. Just letting them come. A thought, a feeling. Keep breathing. And also notice that they leave. So letting them come and letting them go. That thoughts and feelings come and go on their own. You don't have to do anything to make them come. And you don't have to do anything to make them go. That will happen naturally. Just notice. So now that we understand how to use our focus and our attention, we'll begin to move our attention down into our feet. So very gently shifting our focus away from our breath and making a new focus of our feet and the sensations in our feet. It can be easiest to notice the contact points of the feet with other things like the cushion that you're resting on, any points where your feet are touching each other, or maybe a blanket, or socks. And just noticing the sensations that you can notice in your feet. And again, you will notice thoughts and sensations, emotions rising and falling away. And we do the same thing here. We just keep the sensations in our feet as important as the other thoughts and feelings. Knowing that we don't need to do anything about them. Not now. And again, if your mind gets distracted by a thought or a feeling to the point that you're no longer noticing your feet, it's perfectly okay. Gently bring your attention back to the sensations in your feet. For this practice, to give your mind a little something more to focus on, and also to help your body relax and prepare for sleep, I'm inviting you to very gently contract and release the muscles in your feet, and notice the sensations in your feet as you do this. So very gently, just curl your toes in a bit, contracting the muscles in your feet very gently, noticing what that feels like, and letting go, softening the muscles, noticing the sensations as you do this. And do this a few more times, very gently contracting the muscles in your feet, and then relaxing, noticing the sensations as you move. Then let your feet rest, inviting your feet to really relax and soften, just melt down. And then moving your attention up into your lower legs. Noticing the sensations of your legs with contact points. Maybe the cushion or each other or any covers or clothing you have on. Very gently contracting your calves. You can do this by pointing and flexing your feet. Noticing the muscles in your calves and your shins as they softly contract and release. Let's be still. Inviting them to be very soft and relaxed. Moving your attention up into your thighs, your upper legs. Noticing the contact points of your thighs with other things. Then very gently contracting the muscles in your upper legs, very softly. You can gently pull your kneecaps up by contracting your thighs if you like, and then releasing. And also gently squeeze your buttock muscles and soften. Noticing the sensations in your legs as you do this. Letting your legs be still. Inviting the muscles to relax and soften down, melting down. Moving your attention up into your torso, your trunk, your body. Noticing the contact points of your torso with other things. And then very gently contracting the muscles in your torso. You can gently contract the muscles in your stomach and chest, or your low and upper back, whatever's most comfortable for you. Contracting and releasing very gently and noticing the sensations in your body. You do this. Letting your body be still. And then very gently inviting your body to melt down. Softening into the cushion. Moving your attention out into your arms, your hands, your wrists and elbows, your shoulder joints. Noticing the contact points of your arms with other things. Cushion. Maybe they're resting on your body. Maybe you have clothing or a sheet or a cover on. Gently contracting and releasing the muscles in your arms and your hands. You can softly curl your fingers, make your hands into gentle little balls. Or contract your biceps, your upper arms. Contracting and releasing. And then letting your arms rest and softening down, melting down. Moving your attention here in the end up into your head. Noticing the contact points of your head with the cushion or the pillow. squeezing the muscles in the face, around the eyes, around the mouth. Noticing the sensations in the face as you gently contract and release. Letting the face be still and inviting all the little muscles around the eyes to soften. And all the muscles around the mouth to relax, to melt down. You can do this practice as many times as you like, moving back down to the feet and then up the body again until you fall asleep. Or you can end at any point, as we will do now, by gently bringing your attention back to your breath. Noticing the sensations of breathing. Take a few more breaths to end your practice. Sweet dreams.